Welcome to the QU Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Aubuchon. Alongside me, Dayson Crows and Gino D'Alessio. Fellas, how are we today?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Good. All right. So we're back here at the QU Podcast, 9:30 p.m., the ninth day of the ninth month. It's 2020. And what is our subject tonight? Relationships. Relationships, fellas. We hear about it a lot from the ladies. You don't hear about it from our side very often. So we're going to get down into the nitty-gritty about relationships in high school, college, anything, really. Just, you know, any kind of relationship. So we're going to, you know, start out with my man Dayson over here. Dayson, have you, you know, been in relationships before? Like, what is your experience with the opposite sex?
Well, I've been in three relationships in my life, and the last one was the longest one by far. Lasted 2.5 years, and it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. It takes a lot of time and effort, and sometimes that's not even enough. So,
for sure, a lot of time and effort. All right, and Gino, what about your relationships?
I've actually spent more time in the relationship world than I have in the single world recently.
Wow.
I mean, in high school, freshman year, I was in a relationship all the way until senior year, and then I got into another relationship right before coming to Quincy here, and that ended recently. So,
I guess
I'm taking a step into the single life for the first time in a while.
Well, welcome back to the single life. This guy's been locked down for a while. Sounds like you know a thing or two about the ladies. So, fellas, we're just going to get into the hard-hitting topics from the beginning. What is the most difficult part about keeping a relationship in good health, intact?
I think distance plays a big factor in it. Like when you go to separate schools, you obviously see other people, you meet other people, and I think the key part in a relationship is being with the person. And once you're away from it, you tend to like lose feelings and stuff, and you don't feel that attachment. And I think that's pretty hard. My opinion.
Adding on to that, I mean, I was in a long distance relationship. When I was here at Quincy, my girlfriend was still back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I'm from. And yeah, distance is definitely a difficult thing to overcome. But going on top of that, if you do live in the same area with your significant other or something, space is another thing that's important. So when you spend every day with someone, regardless of who it is, I mean, if it is your significant other, if it's just a buddy, I mean, even if it's family members, I mean, you tend to argue a lot. And I mean, when it comes to relationships, it's kind of difficult to argue when you're around each other every day. And I mean, that's when it can turn bad real quick.
Definitely starts to wear down on you.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. When you're arguing every day, and that doesn't just go for you and the missus, for sure. It's for, you know, yep, all relationships that you have in your life, friends and everything. So we were on the negative side there. So let's flip back over to a little more positive side. What are some positives? What are some good things that you can take away from, you know, having, you know, a woman or a significant other to come home to every day?
I mean, one of the main things is simply having someone to talk to. I mean, everybody knows you live life, a lot of things happen in a day or something, and it's just on your mind, and you need someone to tell it to. And I mean, having a significant other that you know is going to be there all the time, like 24/7, you know you can tell them. I mean, hopefully you can tell them everything. We'll get into that later. But
I agree with that. Like, then again, your girlfriend or significant other, they most of the times, in my opinion, in my case at least, they know more than your friends do and stuff. Like, so you can actually have deep conversations with them, and like Gino said, always having someone there.
Definitely, yeah, having somebody there, you know, just to bear witness with life with you, and just to you know, enjoy everything, is definitely a big part. So we've been over the positives, we've been over the negatives. Now we're going to get into more of the preliminaries, how you begin, like what when you're looking for a relationship, like, what's going through your mind? Where are you starting? What are you looking at?
I mean, in 2020, especially this time of the year, with a pandemic around, I don't know if searching for a relationship in this time period is the best thing, but who knows? You can stumble across love whenever, as they say. But maybe online dating, because, I mean, at this point, I mean, you can't really go to social places, not too many at least, especially us being athletes. We're kind of almost bubbled in. So, I mean, I guess online dating is where a lot of people are, at least to meet someone. I mean...
Definitely. Online dating, yeah. Dason, what are you, you got any ideas about COVID dating at the time?
COVID dating is tough, man. you can't go out, can't meet people. Yeah. Obviously, you got social distance and stuff. So even if you do meet someone, you can't just invite them over to your place because you don't know where they've been and stuff. And that can obviously spread real quick.
Yeah, definitely. Feel like you got to, you know, ask every girl you're hanging out with if, you know, they had a COVID test recently, yep, if they're negative.
Also, I did mention that online dating. I'm just saying that because, you know, it's 2020. That's where a lot of people our age are going. But I'm all for, like, the old school meeting someone, in, you know, in the natural way. Like, you end up meeting them somewhere and you talk that way. I feel like it's much more comfortable, much more natural, not forced or anything. Like, you swipe on a picture just because someone's good looking. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's the best way to find a great date.
For sure. But you did mention something, you know, first about online dating. So I just, you know, wanted to delve into that a little further and ask the two of you, have either of you two had any experiences with online dating?
I mean, sure. Tinder is definitely an app that is Tinder, on my phone. Yeah. I mean, being completely honest, as I said before, you're realistically swiping just based on what someone looks like, you know, and, obviously, there's much more to someone than just what they look like. Like, sure, it's a good start. Obviously, you need to be attracted to someone to have a strong relationship. But, you know, catfishing is a thing, and it's definitely a problem in the dating world.
I agree. I used to have Tinder. I can't say it led to any girlfriends of mine in the past, but, hey, that can be different for everybody. So.
Definitely. Different for everybody. You know, with hookup culture being the way it is, Tinder, I don't know about all that. I know some people, actually my high school principal, she got married to a man she met on eHarmony. So, yeah, that's cool. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it all works out. You see TikTok being another thing. I mean, almost TikTok is almost becoming a dating app. Like, people just shout them out. I mean, they're shooting their shot, as they would say.
Social media. You could almost argue that even Instagram could be almost a dating app.
Picture,
yeah,
exactly. Slide into DMs.
Slide on in. Sliding into the DMs. You boys done that a lot? A lot of sliding into the DMs? You think?
I don't really... I think, personally, I think I'm past that point, and I think actually a lot of girls are past that point too. That's not usually. I mean, when you really think about it, how often do you send a DM to someone and end up hanging out with them, or you know what I mean? Like,
so when you say past that point, you're moving on, looking for something more serious, like
not necessarily, but just like
not interested.
Yeah,
in that
like that's not the way that I would go to communicate with a female for the first time, or.
So what? What would you do? How would you reach out to a woman if you were interested in her, or let her know? What are some ways that you boys could let her know?
In person would be
definitely
it's the healthiest way to.
It's like you have a connection right away. Either you do or you don't in person, and you find that out real quick.
Mm.
Another thing is, like, I mean, you said, how do you go about that? It's very difficult to text with someone and for them to get the message that you're actually trying to give them.
100%.
They're reading your words based on just
what
words
they
are.
Think,
exactly.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? How they perceive it.
Some people
sure.
think, like, I can be sending something completely chill, and then they think I'm sending it mad or something.
Exactly.
And as I've gotten older, usually when I was in high school, if I were to do that and they would have taken it the wrong way, it would turn into, like, bickering. Now it's just... I mean, you just have to understand that sometimes people just don't view your words the same way. And there's really, I mean, obviously tell them what you meant by it. But, I mean, that's really all you can do. And still sometimes that doesn't even work.
Yeah, not exactly, you know, a right and a wrong with it. So you mentioned, you know, bickering and arguing. Do you consider, you know, bickering and arguing to be, you know, like one of the big telltale signs of an issue in a relationship, or
It depends how you go about it. Because I know a lot of relationships where bickering is just kind of like a thing that they embrace, that they like doing. It never turns into something more. But I just think the number one thing with, like, arguing and stuff is it's just so hard to get both sides and get your points across in the way that you're trying to say them without, like, either one getting interrupted or, I mean, that was a big problem in my past relationship. It's very hard to get a point across or for, I mean, even if she's upset, I mean, it's hard for me to listen in that time. And if I'm upset, most of the time the other person's not ready to listen, and it's hard to always be on the same wavelength, you know?
For sure. Dace, any thoughts on that?
I agree. And something that I realized in my past relationship was that you don't have the same perspective on life as your partner, and then you think something is right, but since they have a different perspective on life, they might think it's wrong, and that's when arguing gets, like, there's no right or wrong, because I think I'm right, but she thinks I'm wrong, there's never a solution, and that's when...
Yeah, differences in values and how you're raised, and yeah, and, you know, all those things are eventually going to collide, because once you get to know somebody, you don't exactly know where they're from, what their upbringing is, or anything like that. Gino, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, adding on Dayson, I think that's a big misconception about relationships is that you have to, like, if you guys have two different opinions, you have to find a middle ground. You don't always have to find a middle ground. Like, you have to agree to disagree sometimes. Like, that's the only way for you to just move on. You just have to move on. Like, sometimes there's no point in arguing. You're never going to get anywhere with it. And the best thing to do is just take some time and move on from it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Taking time and moving on. All right, fellas. Well... let's see. Do I have anything else for us? How about this? What is one thing that you wish women would know or understand about men?
That we need our time sometimes. And just because we're not answering the phone right away, or just because we want to go hang out with the guys and with your friends, doesn't mean we don't want to spend time with you.
Yeah, I mean, adding on to that, I mean, that's obviously a given, like, little things like, I mean, going golfing, like, leisure time. I mean, we, like, things like, so if, for example, if a female is really into, like, I don't know, putting on makeup or something, like, they like to sit down and put on makeup, like, from the male's perspective, they have to respect that. But then on the same side, if we like to, say, play a video game, or if we like to go golfing, and that helps us with our mental health, then they have to respect that. And there's a fine line between that, and I feel like a lot of relationships struggle to achieve that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, relationships are not just taking. Yeah, it's a give and take. And you know, you have to be willing to work with your partner and understand that they have a life outside of the relationship as well, and they're going to want to do things, and you're going to want to do things, and you can't, you know, always be there immediately for them. Gino, you had something you want to say?
And another thing, so that was Dayson's answer. What I thought of actually right away is that, you know, we're just as scared as females sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like what is known in this world is that males have to make the first move when, you know, even just when talking to someone. And oftentimes, if the girls take that chance and just say something, like, it's can be a lot easier that way.
Yeah. Males don't always have to make the first move.
So males don't always have to make the first move, but they so often... So often they do. And you think that ladies should be more, what, confident in themselves?
Yes. I think that, I mean, in 2020, I think now it doesn't have to be the guy that reaches out. And because a lot of times, because so many females, say per se, get hit up for males a lot, you know, they take it the wrong way when you're actually sincerely just trying to get to know someone, if you reach out to them or whatever, and they just think it's some, you know, some guy just hitting them up for the wrong reasons. But, and that's why, like, it gets misconstrued, you know?
Definitely. For sure. For sure. So do we have any final thoughts on these relationships? Anything you want to say? Anything?
I don't know. Around the, in these college years, you know, in the early 20s and, you know, late teens and stuff, I just think that a lot of people rush into relationships, and that, these are, like, the prime years where you don't really know yourself, and the only way to truly get to know yourself is to be single, realistically. If you have to focus on somebody else, I mean, you're never going to truly get to know yourself. And, I mean, these are the prime years, you know, 18 to 24. You're about to go into the real world after college. Like, I mean, it's a good thing to get to know yourself before you're ready to, you know, make a commitment with somebody else.
Most definitely. Dace?
Yeah. Like Gino said, these are our prime years. Go out, have fun, meet new people, and I mean, if you have the one, like, that's good, but there's no need to rush in a relationship right now. You're young and stuff.
I want to leave with one last word of advice. If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're stuck, you're not.
If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're stuck, you're not. Well, that's it, folks. Some genius in the making right there from Gino D'Alessio. If you're a stick in the mud and you're stuck, you're not. All right, folks, that's our podcast on relationships. This has been Alex Aubuchon, Dason Crows, Gino D'Alessio for QU Hawk Talk. Until next time, have a wonderful evening.